Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. This is the Miracle Man and the Preacher Man Show. We are so glad you're with us for a Wednesday edition of Preacher Miracle Man tonight. You heard right, Wednesday, because we had conflicts for which we will be doing this show tonight as opposed to tomorrow night like we would normally do. Because normally we do Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. But this week it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, we're glad to have you with us. So, and we hope you enjoy it. So, we have... It's going to be a shorter show because we got... have an event coming up to go to. So, here we go. Lord God, we thank you for the show. I pray that you bless it and bless the show, Lord God. I thank you for increase in listenership. I thank you for blessing me. Thank you, Lord God, for money coming in for this great equipment that we have. I thank you, Lord, that you just bless us in every way and show me what to say tonight, God, and just use me tonight to have me do over these airwaves what you would have me do rather than just what I want to do. And I give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So, a little bit about where we are. We are at McDonald's again, like usual. The McDonald's on 1711 South Saginaw Road here in Midland. We are across the road from a Kmart, just north of an Admiral gas station. Soon to be a Marathon gas station, actually.
The sign's already changed.
Oh, no. There goes the cheap gas prices. Absolute crud, if you ask me. Yep, now it's an Admiral gas. I mean, at Marathon gas station. Man, it just gives me... the creeps saying it because I never wanted this to happen. But, yep, north of a Marathon gas station and south of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office and across the road from a Kmart. And we're in the back towards the restrooms. So if you come in, you want to talk to us, we'll be in the back here towards the restroom. So... here's how you can get a hold of the show. To talk to us about anything we want to talk about, the main thing we don't talk about on the show is politics. There's other great talk shows hosts you can listen to for that. But if you want to talk about anything else, you want to talk sports with us, you want to talk about faith with us, you know, whatever you want, you can call us at this special number. It is 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. You can press 1, and then you'll be ran through the call screener, and then you'll get through to us. We'll be happy to take your call. So, here we go. And we have our advertisement, which does come to you from your local McDonald's. Thirsty for a nice cold drink, soft drink after a long day of work. Well, McDonald's has you covered as we have our any size soft drink offer for only $2. I mean, for a dollar per drink, any size you want. And you can add a small fry to it for just under $1.50 more. So it's kind of like the McPick 2, if you ask me. So it's great. You can come through, have your fries and Coke and or whatever else your mouth desires to eat that they offer, including the McNuggets, among other things. But now... we are going to open the Word of God. We're going to open the Word of God, and we're going to read about faith again from Hebrews 11. So, without further ado, here we go. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, the certainties of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. And by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For without faith, he had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Earnestly means all the time, not every once in a while, not once every couple of weeks or every couple of months. It's got to be daily, consistently. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir with the righteous. That comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith he made his home in the promised land, as a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, she was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. Since so from this one man, and he was as good as dead, he was as good as dead, He became descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive these things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens, and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. And he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God touched him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and his only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned with God, reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. And by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in reward to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshiped God as he leaned on the top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, near the end of his years, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. And by faith, Moses, and gave instruction about his bones. And by faith, Moses, whose parents had hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace of the sake of Christ as greater value than the treasure of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. And by faith, the people who passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. And by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around it 7 times. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, she was not killed, but those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms.
Archer, are you in here?
And administered justice.
Yes.
And by faith,
what
was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, and they quenched the fury of the flames, and they escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released, but that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, whilst others were put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death with the sword, and they went about in sheepskins and goat skins. They were destitute. They were persecuted and they were mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. And they wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be perfect. Now we're going to go to Genesis chapter 26. Amen. Genesis 26. We're going to talk a bit about Isaac and Abimelech. Now there was a famine in the land beside the earlier famine of Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. And the Lord appeared to Isaac, and he said, "Do not go down to Egypt, in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, so that I will be with you and will bless you." Oh, that's not easy to follow that one. I tell you, there's some places right now in this country where I'd rather be in than right here. Oh, you talking Dallas, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nashville, it's in Florida, probably like Orlando or something fun like that. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be Orlando, it'd be something fun like near Universal or something.
Right.
With the land where you got to do what God tells you to do.
Right.
Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For to you and your descendants, I will give all the lands, and will confirm the oath I swore to your father, Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give them all these lands. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me, and he kept them, and he kept my requirements, my commands, my decrees, and my laws. So Isaac and Gerar. When the men of that place asked him about his wife, he said, "She is my sister," because he was afraid to say, "She is my wife." He thought the men of this place might kill me on account of Rebekah, because she is beautiful. When Isaac had been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, he looked down from a window and saw Isaac caressing his wife, Rebekah. So Abimelech, he summoned Isaac, and he said, "She is really your wife. Why did you say, 'She is my sister'?" Isaac answered him, "Because I thought I might lose my life on account of her." Then Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us?" One of the men might well have slept with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us. So Abimelech gave orders to all the people, "Anyone who molests this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year he reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines they envied him. So all of the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, Move away from us. You have become too powerful for us. That can be what happens when you obey God. That can be what happens when you obey God. That all these people will envy you. You've got to not let it get to you. Because all that envy that these people have, it can get you. It hurts you bad. You'll let it. So Isaac moved away from there, and he encamped in the valley of Gedar, and he settled there. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, where the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. And he gave them the same names the father had gave them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley, and he discovered a well of fresh water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen and said, "The water is ours." So he named the well Esek, because they disputed with him. Then they dug another well, but they quarreled over the one they named the Setna. He moved on from there, and he dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, "Now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land." Still going. From there he went up to Beersheba. That night the Lord appeared to him, and he said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you, and I will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." Isaac built an altar there, and he called on the name of the Lord.
Wow.
There he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well. Meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahuenzas, his personal advisor and Fickle commander of his forces. Isaac asked him, "Why have you come to me, since you were hostile to me, and you sent me away?" They answered, "We saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So we said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us, so that more and you let to make a treaty with you that you will do us no harm, just as we did not molest you, but you all treated you well, and we sent you away in peace. And now you are blessed by the Lord. Isaac then made a feast with them, and they ate and drank. Early the next morning, the men swore an oath to each other. Then Isaac sent them on their way, and they left him in peace. That day Isaac's servants came, and he told him about the well they had dug. They said, "We found water." Sheba. And to this day, the name of the town has been Beersheba. I tell you, there's no beer there, though. It's the water. It's the water. And when Esau was 40 years old, he married Japheth, daughter of Beer the Hittite, and also Basemath, daughter of Elon and Hittite. They were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah, which we will read more about next time we do this. So, yeah.
Can I say something about all the water?
Let you go ahead. Go ahead, preacher.
Somebody preaching. One of the reasons they feared Isaac and Abraham such as the two of them had figured out irrigation. That's why it was so easy for him to have a 100-fold return in the year of famine, because they understood how to irrigate.
They were activating faith.
And they activated their faith. They obeyed what God said for them to do. Now, in the middle of that, when you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. And I've got some really delicious American fries here if you want some. The good of the land.
Now, if you're not willing and you're disobedient, you can, you know, just kind of destroy that.
You might have to have Wendy's fries or something.
Of course, Mitchell carrots. With no dressing or anything on them. And you can't just swallow them. You got to chew every bite.
Chew, yes.
Do you sometimes, with the vegetables you don't like, feel the need to just swallow them all and not even bother chewing?
Big, tall glass of water and just swallow.
Do you ever just swallow them and not even chew?
Yes. What's your most favorite kind of vegetable?
I'm talking least favorite.
What's your least favorite kind of vegetable?
I would say probably cauliflower or those big Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. You like spinach?
No. Lettuce is fine though.
You're not like a Popeye?
I am not Popeye.
I stands all I can stands, and I can't stands anymore.
Yep.
All right, that's it.
So,
that's the end. That was a pause for the wonderful blessing of obedience.
Also known as McDonald's fries, which you can only have if you obey God. In heaven, that's how that works. But really, though, they activated faith. And that's part of where we get the ideas from of digging the wells of life. That pastor taught a great message on. By the way, you can go to markbarclay.com, markbarclay.com. Look for that message called Digging the Wells of Life. Or you can call Mark Barclay Ministries at 988-322-7547. And you can, when they answer the phone, you ask to be transferred to book and tape, I mean the publications, and they can help you get that great message that Pastor taught on digging the wells of life. Because there's a bunch of different wells. One of them is the well of heal. There's a bunch of different wells.
That powerful message.
That was a really powerful message. So that thing on wells, when I was reading about wells, gave me that I could push that message. And these messages that I endorse are all ones that I've heard myself. And yeah, just thought I'd throw that disclaimer out there. And they really are good. They really are good. I wouldn't endorse them if I didn't think they were really great. I endorse them because I feel they are. Now, I warned that we would warned my listeners that we would have a little bit of a shortened show. So, no, we have a lot to get to. We got sports. And we got a lot to get to. So we start with that's the hockey thing. And last night, Red Wings hockey action in Dallas, 4-2, Wings lost. They were down 3-1 at one point in the game, then 3-2. They could not get the equalizer, and later Dallas scores another goal with like 1 minute left, making it the Stars 4 and the Red Wings 2. Red Wings next go to Arizona tomorrow, Thursday, before they come back to Detroit on, I believe it's Sunday. Cheer up. Baseball. Dun, 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 dun. I need to apologize. I said that the Dodgers were up 2-1 in that series with the Diamondbacks. I made a mistake. The fact is that the Dodgers actually swept the Diamondbacks. So the Dodgers await the winner of the Cubs National Series, which is tied 2-2, and is being finished today. Loser goes home, winner moves on. So it's do or die. AL, you already have Houston Astros advancing to the ALCS. You have the other leg being figured out right now in Cleveland. You have the Yankees and you have the versus the Indians. Game 5 in Cleveland. Series tied 2-2. The Indians won both of their home games. Yankees won both of their home games. So, back to Cleveland. I think the Indians will squeeze this one out. If they don't, then you get to see Astros go back to Houston to play the Yankees. That's honestly what I want to happen because I like Houston. And with all that Harvey stuff and everything going on, and my brother's down there helping out. Thanks, Ray, for that. But I think a World Series berth can help Houston, can get Houston back in for a positive spotlight. And I think it can be a great thing for that city, a World Series win. But you'll have to win the ALCS first. So, We now move on to the football portion of this program, where I throw out some predictions. Normally, this would be on Thursday, but we're not doing it tomorrow night, so I'm doing it a night later. We are still calling it the fall prediction segment, where I go through the high school games of Midland and Dow, the college games of Michigan and Michigan State, the Lions, and another NFL game. We first start with your Thursday night NFL game, which features the Panthers and Eagles in Carolina, in Charlotte, tomorrow night at 8:20 p.m. As I said, it's in Charlotte. That home crowd's going to be right there behind them. It's going to be loud. They haven't been there in a couple weeks. Eagles are good, but I'm going to give this one to yours truly, the Panthers. I think the Panthers will win 27-21 over the Eagles. Behind that home crowd, behind that excitement of beating the Patriots in Foxborough, and then on Sunday beating our Detroit Lions in Detroit. So I think there's going to be a lot of energy in Carolina's football field. So it's going to be great. Now, since I'm still on NFL, let's do the Lions. As the Lions are on the road in New Orleans to take on the Saints Sunday at 1 p.m. And you're asking me, Rivers, you know you got the Saints. Malcolm, you know you got the Saints, and they're in New Orleans. It's going to be a tough place, so you're going to pick the Saints to beat the Lions. Well, honestly, no. Lions beat them, the Saints, in New Orleans last year. It wasn't easy, but they got it done. I think they'll do the same thing this year. They'll quiet that place down. Give me your Lions over the New Orleans Saints 30-24. 30-24 Lions over the Saints. I think you'll have two quarterbacks, both throwing the football a lot. Stafford and Breeze. What's it going to come down to? Who can have the least or no turnovers at all will be a big key factor in who wins this ball game. If it's Breeze, who does better? New Orleans wins. If it's Stafford, who does better? Detroit wins. That's going to be key, as you have two great quarterbacks in this league. Two of the really good quarterbacks going at it. Let's go to college. NCAA football. We begin with Saturday afternoon, Michigan, Indiana. Michigan went back on track, I think, and win. I say Michigan, 35. Indiana, 20. I think you're going to see Michigan work up more on avoiding fumbles and interceptions. I think you're going to see Michigan try to do a bit more of a running game. I think you're going to see the defense step up a little more than what they did with Michigan State. Those are the factors I take for Michigan on Saturday. As they're in Indiana at 12 noon, you can listen to it on 7:90 a.m. No. Spartans. Michigan State at Minnesota. Minnesota had a head loss to Ohio State. Last time they played. Minnesota was going to be a really good team this year. I think they're kind of falling apart. Michigan State, who's now ranked number 21, I think they really are coming along well, better than what I expected. Picked Minnesota to beat Michigan State if it was maybe 2 weeks ago. I can't do that now. You say, why, Miracle Man? Michigan State really proved themselves in that win over Michigan 15-10 on Saturday. They proved that they are a force to be reckoned with and that they need to be taken seriously. So, I need to pick Michigan State over Minnesota. Give me that Michigan State over Minnesota by a score of 31-21. Now, we have high school football. We begin at Midland Community Stadium, where my old high school, the Midland Chemics, who are 6-1 and now have a playoff spot, take on the Lapeer Lightning, who are 5-2. Great quarterback in Kate Mettner against Lapeer, 5-2. Lapeer is a bigger squad, but I think Midland is going to keep rolling as they are hungry to really get some things going this year, rack up hopefully a home playoff game so that they can win a home playoff game at home for their fans. It's really great for us to have that. So, give me the Midland High Chemics over the Lapeer Lightning with the score of 35-28. Midland over Lapeer, 35-28. Next, you have Dow High going to Flint Township to take on the Common Ainsworth Cavaliers of Flint Common Ainsworth High School. Dow was home with Flint Common Ainsworth last year and had their only loss of the regular season. Dow ended up not getting the SBL Blue Championship. Instead, that went to Flint Common Ainsworth because they beat Dow. This will decide that. Here's how it's going to work. If Dow wins Friday night, they get to share it with, they get to share the SBL Blue title with Common Ainsworth. If Common Ainsworth is successful in beating Dow, they will have that title alone by themselves. So, what am I going to pick? It's not about what I want to pick. This is about what I see happening. I honestly think that while Dow is doing a lot better of being more consistent as of the last few weeks, I feel like they've had a couple of games that have been a bit easier the last couple of weeks, but with this being a bit tougher this week, I feel like it could maybe wear them down a little bit. So I'm going to have Flint Common Ainsworth over Dow High, 29-24 in Flint. Dow 6-2, Inglewood 6-2. So, that's all your predictions for the week. Except for, I will do these baseball predictions. Rather than give score prediction like I do with football, I'm giving series predictions as far as what it will look like games won by a particular team by the time we do our next broadcast, which will be Monday, as well as what the man, I believe the man trips will look like. You have Houston playing the winner of New York and Cleveland. I think Cleveland finishes it off tonight. So it'll be Houston and Cleveland. Starting in Cleveland, they'll play Friday, Saturday. Maybe it'll be tomorrow, Friday. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, I think Cleveland, by the time we get together on Monday, will have a 2-1 series lead. So it'll be 2-1 Cleveland by the time we next get together. NL side. Cubs and Nationals. I think the Cubs will win that series tonight. They'll finish it off. So it'll be Cubs-Dodgers. They'll start, I believe, Friday. And then Saturday, I think you'll see the Dodgers and Cubs tied at 1-1. That's just what I see. As great as the Dodgers are, I think the Cubs are going to try to make things interesting. So you have, going into Monday night, you're going to have Houston over Cleveland. No, Cleveland over Houston, 2-1. And then you will have, on the other side, I think you'll have Cubs and Dodgers tied at 1 game apiece. So, here's what you have for your football predictions, though. You have Midland over Lapeer. You have Dow over Fort Carmen Ainsworth for high school. For college, you have Michigan over Indiana and Michigan State over Minnesota. And then for the pros, you have Carolina over Philly and Lions over the Saints. That's all your sports predictions for the weekend. So, we have a great event going on tonight. There's a great event going on tonight at Midland Community Stadium. It is called Marching Band Showcase. What this is 10 different marching bands are taking over the field of Midland Community Stadium, one band at a time, starting off with the smallest marching band working its way onto the biggest marching band, which this year just happens to be Lindau. So, you're going to hear a lot. If you go to this event, you'll hear a lot of great genres of music, different styles, different lineups that the bands will use. And so I think it's going to be a great night of music. I'm getting ready to go to the event myself. So, if you can, please go to this event. It'll be a great night of music. $3 a person to get in. So, I really hope you enjoyed tonight's show. So, God first, God always. Good night, everybody, and I will see you all next show, which will be on Monday.
Monday. There's folks in here watching. Hope ready, man.